Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God has given us unlimited treasures in His Word. Every time we open it, we can discover a new treasure or admire an old one. What will we find today? Here's Carla Early with Treasure Hunt in the Word.
We were studying John 10 in BSF, and the part where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd," and one of the questions referenced back to Ezekiel 34. It's such a beautiful chapter. I wish I could read you the whole thing. God was angry with the religious leaders whom He called the shepherds of Israel. So He told Ezekiel to prophesy against them. He said, "Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourself with wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost. But with force and cruelty you have ruled them. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered." How sad! Those who were supposed to love and care for God's people were taking advantage of them and ruling over them with force and cruelty. A little later in the chapter, God gives them a promise. He said, "I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will establish one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, my servant David. He shall feed them and be their shepherd." Now, this prophecy, made long after David's death, could only mean one thing. God would send David's descendant, the Messiah, to be shepherd over His people. So when Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," this passage should have come to the minds of those listening. So did Jesus live up to what God said His shepherd would be like? Starting in Ezekiel 34:11, God said, "Indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out." That's what Jesus said He came to do, to seek and save the lost. He said, "I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries." Jesus said in John 10, "Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd." Then in Acts we see that happening, and it has continued until, in the end, He will have gathered people from out of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation to praise Him around the throne. God said, "I will feed them on the mountains, in the valleys, in good pasture." Jesus fed the 5,000, but He gave spiritual food to so many more. God said, "I will bind up the broken, strengthen what was sick." Not only did Jesus heal every physical disease, but He healed our spirits by providing forgiveness for our worst disease, sin. And did you notice who was planning on doing this in the Ezekiel prophecy? The Lord God said, "Indeed, I myself will." And He follows that with a multiplicity of "I will" statements. So there's the Father testifying right there, Jesus is God. I encourage you to read the entire chapter and compare it to what Jesus did and plans to do in His second coming. It's definitely one of those hidden treasures of the Bible. It all culminates in verse 27 when He says, "And they shall know that I am the Lord." All this so we can know Him. When we read prophecy and see how it's fulfilled, we do get to know the Lord better. And we can trust Him more because we know that He not only keeps His word, but He's in charge of every detail of this world and our lives. How does this passage of fulfilled prophecy help you know and trust your shepherd today?
You can contact us at treasurehuntintheword@gmail.com. We'd love to hear the treasures God has given you through His word. You can listen to other episodes at our website, which you can find in the description below. Thanks for listening, and remember, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.